Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. In times of crisis, our priorities become clear, with family topping the list. The pandemic prompted a great migration home for many young Americans last year. As many offices and college campuses went virtual last spring, it presented a prime opportunity for recent graduates and young families to return home and relocate to smaller towns and communities. While only time will tell if these moves become permanent and take root, we now have a unique opportunity to encourage the next generation to plant and grow their lives and families in rural America. We cannot expect young Americans to stay and build their families and careers. However, if the opportunities in rural communities lag behind our suburban and urban neighbors, bridging the digital divide is critical to opening those opportunities and access to essential resources, healthcare, education, and jobs. That's why the American Farm Bureau is proud to partner with 19 other organizations, including Land O'Lakes and Lead for America, in the New American Connection Corps. This pilot project will place 50 recent college graduates in communities across 12 states to work with local organizations and government entities to help tap into federal and state resources to increase broadband access and connect all members of the community. American Connection Corps fellows will be paid through the program and serve for 2 years. In addition to their work on broadband access, they will take part in mentoring programs in their local communities, working with young people and empowering them to get involved in and help start local programs and businesses. This is a promising opportunity to bring young people home and encourage them to plant themselves in the local community. You can help spread the word, too, by encouraging dedicated young folks in your community to apply. The pilot program will begin in communities in Minnesota, Nebraska, Indiana, Illinois, Ohio, Tennessee, Arkansas, Kentucky, Georgia, Alabama, Kansas, and Oregon. If we are going to continue to strengthen agriculture and rebuild our rural economies, we need to create more pathways for young professionals in a variety of fields to return home. Agricultural communities also suffer from a shortage of professionals like veterinarians, whom we rely on to help in the care of our animals, but often cannot afford to practice in more remote areas right out of school. Legislative solutions such as the Veterinary Medicine Loan Repayment Program Enhancement Act play an important role in bridging this gap as well. This bipartisan bill, introduced by Representatives Ron Kind of Wisconsin, Adrian Smith of Nebraska, Kurt Schrader of Oregon, and Dusty Johnson of South Dakota, would reduce taxes for veterinarians who agree to practice in underserved rural areas. Farm Bureau believes that innovation and small businesses also play a critical role in our rural economies. That's what led us to start the Ag Innovation Challenge and continue to build on its success. This was the first national business competition to focus on rural entrepreneurs, and it's been inspiring to see how these small business owners rise to address the challenges facing farmers and rural communities. Applications are now open for the 2022 competition, and we are excited to award $165,000 in startup funds to 10 businesses thanks to our partnership with Farm Credit and our generous sponsors. As we move forward as a nation to the other side of this pandemic, I hope that we carry with us the renewed focus on the importance of family and home. I might be a little biased, but I truly believe there is no better place to raise a family than farm country. Our rural communities and economy are critical to the well-being of our nation, and we can be stronger across our communities as we increase our ability to connect and build on our successes together. Earlier this week, the Tax Aggie Coalition sent a letter signed by 41 national and regional agriculture organizations, including AFBF, to House and Senate leadership to express significant concerns about legislative proposals that would jeopardize the future of family-owned farm and ranch businesses. As members of Congress work to implement President Biden's American Families Plan, the coalition urges lawmakers to enact common-sense policies that preserve a sustainable and vibrant business climate for rural America through the preservation of long-standing tax code provisions. These provisions are fundamental to the financial health of production, agriculture, and the businesses that supply its inputs, transport its products, and market its commodities. Farmers and ranchers have struggled with access to mental health services during the COVID-19 pandemic. The lack of resources added to the stress and challenges of dealing with unpredictable weather and fluctuating commodity prices. Removing the stigma of seeking help is important. According to Ray Atkinson, AFBF Director of Communications, if your tractor needed maintenance, you would stop what you're doing and you'd get it working right before you go try and go out in the field. He says that you are the most important piece of equipment on your farm. Two hearings on Capitol Hill this week focus on trade issues. Dave Samuelson, Senior Congressional Relations Director at AFBF, explained that he's looking for an update on the Biden administration's review on trade with China. Samuelson says, "We want to hear what the Trade Representative's office is planning on doing about the China Phase 1 agreement and the future of that." He says a lot of things were left undone in the first agreement. He also pointed out that there are also several concerns with the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. This includes dairy-related issues for Canada and several concerns related to Mexico. While the 2018 Farm Bill increased enrollment limits in CRP, actual acreage enrolled has declined. The adjusted CRP rental rates implemented in the 2018 Farm Bill better aligned the program with current local farmland market conditions to prevent the government from barring farmers and ranchers from accessing prime farmland. So far, this change has encouraged farmers to install resource-conserving practices on environmentally sensitive farmland and helped keep highly productive land in production using good stewardship practices that can preserve wildlife habitats, soil, and water. With USDA's most recent CRP announcement to reopen enrollment, time will tell whether or not landowners take incentives added in the CRP rental rates up to the statutory caps, or if they keep land in production to meet rising demand for commodities currently driving increased prices. To make the search for COVID-19 vaccinations easier and more accurate and accessible, the U.S. Health and Human Services Department and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recently rolled out a text messaging service, website, and toll-free hotline. Americans can now text their zip code to GetVax, or 438-829 in English, or Vacuna, 822-862 in Spanish, to immediately receive addresses of nearby available vaccination centers. People who prefer a phone call can dial the COVID-19 Vaccination Assistance Hotline at 1-800-232-0233 to get the same information. Another option is vaccines.gov, where vaccine seekers can enter their zip code and adjust the search radius to find locations nearest to them. AFBF's online farm stress training program is available to anyone who is interested free of charge. Based on a program Michigan State University Extension developed for USDA's Farm Service Agency, this training program is designed specifically for individuals who interact with farmers and ranchers. It provides participants the skills to understand the sources of stress, learn the warning signs of stress and suicide, identify effective communication strategies, reduce stigma related to mental health concerns, and connect farmers and ranchers with appropriate mental health and other resources. Any Farm Bureau member can register for this free online training at the Michigan State University Managing Farm Stress website. Farm Bureau's Farm Dog of the Year contest celebrates hardworking farm and ranch dogs. Farmers are invited to submit nominations for the 2022 Farm Bureau Farm Dog of the Year contest, brought to you with support from Nestle Purina Pet Care. The grand prize winner, Farm Bureau Farm Dog of the Year, will win a year's worth of Purina dog food and $5,000 in prize money. Learn more and nominate your farm dog today by going to the American Farm Bureau Federation website. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.